The legislature is preparing to vote on the capital and operating budgets tonight, but how the state will pay for the spending plans remains uncertain. And there's much work left to do, so legislators expect Governor Bill Walker to call them back into a special session. It's not clear if the House Minority Caucus, with 12 Democrats and an independent, will vote to close a more than $3 billion budget deficit with funds from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. The House minority has made a CBR vote dependent on passing deep cuts to oil and gas tax credits, but the Senate scaled back cuts made by the House. House Minority Leader Anchorage Democrat Chris Tuck says the Senate's changes could prevent a budget agreement.
What came out of the Senate today, I don't think is something that our minority members are going to want to accept, and that's a huge part of our budget.
If the two caucuses can't agree on a CBR draw, the legislature could vote to close the deficit with a large draw from the Permanent Fund Earnings Reserve. Or it could pass a budget without saying how the state will pay for it. This would require the legislature to return to the topic in a special session. Perhaps as notable as what the legislature did pass were the bills it did not. It didn't pass most of the revenue-generating bills Walker proposed. They include the governor's plan to introduce a state income tax and various bills to increase taxes on motor fuel, mining, and fishing. The legislature also didn't vote on Walker's plan or any other bills to restructure permanent fund earnings. House Majority Leader Anchorage Republican Charisse Millette says there was no agreement on these proposals.
I think mostly what prevented that from happening is that there was just no consensus that that was something that either the Republicans or the Democrats were interested in doing.
The permanent fund proposals aren't popular because they would lead to lower dividends. But Walker says a large draw from permanent fund earnings without a long-term plan would be even more risky for dividends because they would put the state on a course to deplete the earnings in as little as 4 years. Millette says the legislature could still finish its work tonight.
Our obligation, obviously, is to get an operating budget, and that's the only constitutional mandate we have. And, you know, I'm optimistic that we'll get through that tonight with both the House majority and the House minority. I think that we're coming to a consensus.
If that doesn't happen, the legislature could vote tonight to extend the session by 10 days. If not, it's all but certain Walker would call them back into a special session. Tuck says he'd prefer a special session to an extension.
We need to get all other distractions off the table and then allow the governor to call us in on the things that he wants to see done. And it's going to be probably revenue and the budget. And that's what we should be focusing on in the next few days.
With the end of the regular session, all bills that the legislature hasn't passed are dead. If Walker calls for a special session, his announcement would say what the subjects of the session would be. They'll certainly include bills that would fund the budget, but Walker could also call to revive other legislation, such as a bill intended to improve the state's individual health insurance market.